The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Oh, it's that time of week again, folks. It's that time of week where we do something that I don't want to say yet, but you know what it is.
It's actually been a while since we've done one of what we don't want to say it is yet.
Oh, it has?
I think it's been like 2 weeks since we've done one.
Oh, because we stacked them up there.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. And we try to remain topical. We kind of went a little bit crazy. There was a corona period of time where, like, I think that we were each other's, like, entire social networks, and we were just recording.
Yeah, every day.
It was super fun.
Hell yeah. Really,
it was actually, like, super fun.
No, I think it kept me sane throughout that whole period.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't have this as an outlet to just sort of, like, talk and whatnot. And
it's weird. It's weird counseling. I mean, it's weird something. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, there is a mental health aspect to podcasting that is interesting to me, you know? I get something out of it that I didn't even get out of, like, I don't get out of writing. You know, and writing's got a catharsis element to it as well, for sure. But not the same as podcasting.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different.
I can't really put my finger on it exactly, but it's super healthy.
Yeah, the podcasting feels more raw, at least the way we do it, and less thought out. So it's a little just more, you know, speak in your mind, whereas opposed to writing, even if it's like a free form medium or music, even if it's improvisational, it's still, there's still one step. You need a tool to somehow implement that art form. And I guess we do too with the recording stuff, but really it's just our voices. Like, we're just recording a conversation that we already would have had. Yeah.
No, it's not a conversation that we would have normally had. So that's the thing about it. It's like getting the stuff out and plugging in and deciding that we're going to, we have to get it all in within a certain period of time. We do kind of have a plan about what we're going to talk about. It's different. And those key things are, I think, what pushes it towards like that therapy side of things.
Yeah.
Because you're recording it and you know that it's recorded.
Huh.
So you think about things differently before you just say them as if you were just like drive, like when we're just driving around in the car talking. You know, like when we're doing that, like it's a different mental filter that I put everything I say through.
True.
And I think that that filter's super healthy.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not always right, but I think running things through that and trying to come up with like what I really think rather than just saying things for a laugh or just saying things as it comes to mind or something. I kind of run like that a lot of times too. You know?
Too.
And it's cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, no matter what, you're thinking on your feet, even if you are trying to filter it and sort of, you know, edit your idea or thought into the best way to express it, you know what I mean, on the fly.
Yeah, but you still slow down. It's not as, I don't think it's on the fly as other times.
Yeah.
I mean, because I do keep certain things. I try not to interrupt you. I've been really trying not to do that and mix success. But I've been really trying not to do that. And that's been helpful in the sense that, like, I try to, like, slow down and listen to what you say rather than try to think of what I'm going to say next a little bit more.
Yeah, the presence thing.
But I have to know what I'm going to say next, too.
Right.
So it's an interesting thing that I'm learning in conversation right now because, like, what I have to say next has to be, like, I have to think that it's important and kind of feel like it's going to be a good addition, but I also have to like listen and know, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
And when I'm in just like fun conversation with you, I don't worry about if I'm cutting you off or if I'm saying the inappropriate thing a little bit or if it's not totally like, you know what I'm saying? That sort of thing. So it's a little bit more relaxed. And
you don't want silence in a podcast, you know? That's the whole thing.
And that's another thing that's like, why we're friends is because we can sit in silence for like 10 minutes
yeah.
and like we don't even mention that we had just done that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the like only thing worse than like not being able to sit in silence with somebody is like after you sat in silence with somebody for them to be like, we just sat in silence for like 15 minutes.
Right.
Like we're like best friends forever now. And you're like, oh no, I gotta go get something in my car.
Yeah.
You know, and then
drive
away.
Well, and most of those times, it's not like we're sitting in silence staring at each other.
God, no.
You know what I mean? We're doing something. Or
but like
whatever.
Other people can do that.
Right.
We just drop into silence or we just watch TV and we don't say anything
for like 20 minutes.
Like that's a rare thing, I think, in general.
Yeah. Especially from two people who do podcasts. You would think we would want to fill up the air all the time.
And we do a lot. Don't get us wrong. So, yeah. We are chatty Cathys.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And today we're chatting about something very near and dear to our hearts. That's La Musica. And it's another episode of
Hit
or Shit. And that's where we, the beloved idiots, listen to a brand new song.
Mm.
We listen to something hot, fresh off the charts, and we decide whether or not it's hit or just utter below dirt.
Or somewhere in a long, entangled review.
Well, it's a spectrum.
Listing a spectrum of categories that we will not explain, but it will be clear.
You'll catch on.
You will.
You know, it's a pretty simple spectrum. On one side, you got Halo, Angels, Diversity, Peace, and Love. And then on the other side, you got fucking maggot infested, you know, just shit. What's just dark, anti-life, like... dead, rotting, fecal matter, just a world of bacteria, and I don't know. Anyway, that's the spectrum of our rating system.
Disease.
And today, it's fun because every once in a while, we'll just kind of walk into one of these episodes.
Yeah, we're just fly blind.
Yeah, we just go
in. In the sense that we don't, like, we look through the things that are released, and we're like, pshaw, on those notoriety, what word am I looking for? Those established bands that are kind of getting a little bit of like that we may have heard of. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're not interested in reviewing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to like pick something that we have neither heard of the band nor the song.
Right.
And just see what's creeping.
Yeah. So we go on to Spotify's new release playlist thing and we just look for someone we've never heard and we... And we're talking about never heard their music, but also never heard of their name.
Right.
This is an important one. Because,
right. It's completely blind study.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You're going to give me a choice of a couple?
I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to just tell you the artist.
Okay. Sure.
All right. There's Krang Bin. I think I'm saying that right.
Spell that for me.
Krang Bin, all one word.
Okay.
Krongbin.
That's
Krangbin.
Probably, that's probably right.
Krongbin.
Krangbin.
Okay. Then we got Umi.
Okay.
Okay. And then we got Bankroll Hayden.
Bankroll Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Shit. Well, Umi's out. It's either going to be Bankroll.
Okay, well, all right, let me help you narrow it down. It appears that both of these artists have released full-length albums, okay? So the title of the Krongbin album is Mordecai.
Okay.
And there is a sort of trippy psychedelic album cover with a hawk and some constellations on it.
Okay.
Opposed to the Bankroll Hayden album, which is called Pain is Temporary.
Okay.
And it appears to be Bankroll Hayden himself in a hospital bed with nurses, like, taking his fucking vitals and shit.
Okay. Now, is it Bankroll Hayden or Hayden?
Hayden.
Okay. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm going to go with Bankroll Hayden.
You're going with
Bankroll
Hayden.
Yeah, I'm going with
Bankroll
Hayden.
Hayden.
I feel like that's the package for us today, yes.
Okay.
Are you feeling okay about that?
You know,
okay?
It is what it is. You know, It is what it is. And that's cool. So
pain is temporary. I agree with that.
It is. It's true. So we're going to listen to the big old single from this album, which is called Costa Rica.
Okay.
And it's featuring The Kid LAROI. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not.
Okay, so The Kid LAROI. Oh, this is... All right, this is a remix. Okay. So meaning that I think The Kid LAROI heard this song and was like, this is awesome. And they remade it with his feature. So okay. The Kid LAROI is a very popular artist right now. This is like who's big with like the 14 to 18, you know, like high schooler.
Sure. Okay. Rap
people.
Okay, cool. Okay.
He's basically like, I've heard a lot of people call him like the white Juice World.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So that Juice World was like, he's the dude who died pretty recently. He was like emo meets rap. You know, kind of like the Lil Peep thing, but
sure.
Juice World, you know, it's this sing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
getting less excited.
All right. Well, I'm just making sure you're informed here.
No, I feel hip, but I'm less excited.
All right. Well, wipe that, you know, wipe that aside.
What? Just, I want to feel hip.
Well, that's good, but
he's
keep
so
your
mean.
Excitement.
He's so mean to me, ladies
keep your
and gentlemen.
Excitement. I'm
every
all I'm
time
saying...
I like put a little self stroke in there, like, oh, maybe I'm not just a total fucking like crumb and a piece of shit fucking bin over here. And he's like, yeah, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. You know, you need to
what?
Kind of, you need to like
no,
take,
you
take
that's
stock
okay.
Of
look,
who
look,
you
look.
Are
no, no, no,
and
no,
calm
no.
down.
No, that is right. No, you misunderstood me. That was when I said that that you need to wipe that aside. It
was
wasn't the
right after I said I feel hip.
You're right, but I was really responding to the greater statement when you're like, I'm less excited.
Oh.
And
I
meant
you
need to...
You just chose to say it at the hateful time in the conversation.
No. It wasn't hateful. It was
just
the appropriate time to respond.
You said it after the thing you said it after the thing where it would really hurt rather than the like, yeah, you know, but we got to stay excited. And
well,
you also said it in a way that, like,
you.
We got to cast that, like...
I didn't want to interrupt
that
you.
Self,
no,
that
no.
self
that was
aside.
All right, look, maybe it was negligent. It was negligent at
I'm
most.
Just giving you shit. I'm just giving
at
you
most.
Shit. No, I know. You're all
I am
golden
above
sunlight.
Board. I am... No, but, okay, I just want... Just be excited. You are hip.
Yeah.
Now you know who the Kid LAROI is?
I keep waiting for him to say, for your age... Keep waiting.
No.
I know who Kid LAROI is.
Yeah.
I didn't before. Now
and
I do.
That makes you hip just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. Like, yeah. I will know now how to, like, mock people that like
exactly.
Kid LAROI. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, and I'm looking forward.
It's good.
Or maybe I'll
know.
Love it. And maybe I'll listen to it. I'm
sure.
I'm hoping that I love it and I'll
I
listen
mean,
to
people,
it.
I mean, people, yeah. You know, Jeremy has said he has enjoyed some The Kid LAROI. He's big on TikTok. So,
well.
You know.
Again, like,
all right. I'll stop talking. We just got to listen to it.
Trying
all right,
here.
All right,
Jeremy's all right. Jeremy's positive TikTok. It's like a balance. You just keep like, you know.
You're like,
yeah.
I don't know what to think. Okay,
it's
here
like,
we go.
Here's a free hamburger that I peed on. You know.
Yeah, I'd still.
Okay.
Costa Rica, swipe a Visa, 17, but I'm gonna be a millionaire. Drift the beam, a buddy sneakers, pack of wood, and my sweat fit billionaire. Costa Rica, swipe a Visa, 17, but I'm gonna be a millionaire. Drift the beam, a buddy sneakers, pack of wood, and my sweat fit billionaire. Now I'm living on my heaven shit. Louis Vuitton's on my devil shit. Told her kick rockets, she kicking up pebbles. Bitch, slide with a truck, cause I stay on my Trevor shit. My bitch, she bad with her booty and freckles. Bitch, we in the foreign, the gas on the pedal shit. Baby, my Simon for her, I go stepping shit. There ain't no time, cause for you, this forever shit. Chopper go. Fucking on me in the studio. Falling for me, got you moody, dog. Costa Rica, swipe a Visa, 17. But I'm gonna be a millionaire. Drift the beam, a bloody sneakers, pack of wood. And my sweat fit billionaire. Costa Rica, swipe a Visa, 17. But I'm gonna
We're
be
so
a millionaire.
So drift the beam, a bloody sneakers. So, did you tell me the name of the song?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I thought, okay. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty pretty catchy. Like, I liked that. Like, I liked the music, dude. The syncopated piano and the way they mix that, like, was very cool.
Yeah.
Very interesting and cool, and conveyed exactly, I think, what they were wanting to. Kind of had like that tropical, like Caribbean sort of feel, but it was still like definitely like hip hop.
Yeah.
But it really was a nice mix of those two things. I mean, it sounds like a 17-year-old kid like rapping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it totally is. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like a high school dude rapping. Yeah. So like, yeah, I mean, I don't like, it don't really, doesn't make my soul sing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't respond to it on that level, but like, it's fucking pretty funky and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? It's not bad. It's catchy.
I don't know if it's going to go in the wheelhouse for me or not, mm-hmm. but like, I think it's quality and good.
Yeah. As far as this kind of thing goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little, I don't know, like how manufactured it is. You know, I think it sounds reasonably manufactured.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
Like that there's maybe not, like he has older people helping him out, like with the music all of it. You know, that he's like, oh, we found you, and we're going to finish off the parts that you're not old enough to really do yet, mm-hmm. and we're all going to make a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
That is definitely a thing going on, rather than he's like this, like, prodigy. You know, in the way that, like, X, I kind of felt like X was that thing that, like, dude, it was going to be, people were going to listen to that shit no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just had that thing about it that it resonated with people. And he didn't need, like, people to, like, finish off the parts of it that he wasn't super good at, you know, or the publicity or any of that. It didn't matter because you're writing Nirvana songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do whatever you want anywhere else. And, like, the Beatles, like, you can say that you're more popular than Jesus, and you come out with fucking Revolver in 2 months later. Nobody fucking cares, dude.
Yeah.
Revolver's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, yeah. And then this has got, like, this kind of, like, handled. It's got a more handled feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But that doesn't necessarily make it bad. You know what I'm saying? Some people need that little bit, and, like, it seems like he's talented and mm-hmm. like pretty quick and all that sort of thing. Like I say, it doesn't make my soul sing.
Yeah. No, that's.
But I'm gonna give it a hit. I think I'm gonna give it a hit. I'm gonna give it a low hit.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna give it a low hit.
Low hit.
You know.
Nice. Nice. I think I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
I don't know what a whole album would be like.
Well, so that's the thing, is that was really, from what I understand, mostly the singing was all Kid Laroi, right? The beginning hook part and the ending hook part. And then there was like a verse in there, you know.
That was
the bankroll, whatever the fuck name.
Bankroll, so I have them backwards then. I thought the bankroll Hayden was the main person on it.
You know what? I should fucking check. I probably should.
Maybe we should check out the original real quick. You know, if it's a remix, we should just, we don't have to play it all the way through, maybe.
All right, let's check it out
to see what's happening.
Rica, swipe a Visa 17, but I'm gonna be a millionaire. Drift the beam of buddy sneakers, pack of wood, and my sweat fit billionaire. Costa Rica, swipe a Visa 17, but I'm gonna be a millionaire. Drift the beam of bloody sneakers, pack of wood, and my sweat fit billionaire. Now I'm living on my heaven shit. Louis Vuitton's on my devil's.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Never mind. I was wrong.
Okay, so that I did have it straight then.
You did it. Yes, you did. Okay. Yeah.
But they're both great.
Yeah, they're both, yeah. They're both good. I just was about to get, you know, give all the credit to a different guy. That's just not okay. That's a fucked up thing that I was about to do. But
yeah, you don't
want
to do that. We would have got some feedback on that from the
14-year-olds.
Yeah. No, they got time. They got time.
I don't know that they listen to this show, though. But
not yet.
Not yet.
We definitely don't market to them. We can't. Because we cuss, and they've never heard cussing before.
Well, they have a whole different set of words, probably,
right.
For whatever.
Who cares what they have?
No, All right, geez.
No, we'll have to know because those are the people that'll be taking care of me when I'm old.
Exactly.
Right.
You'd be like, that's Royal Wim Wam over there.
So, like, I have to know what they're saying just to survive, and then you have to know what they're saying because you're going to be the one that comes and checks on them to make sure that they're not, like, feeding me, like, cat food and beating me.
And then I'm like, all right, don't beat him up too much. All right.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, bye, Craig. No, yeah, you know, I think you nailed it. I don't know that I have a lot more to add. Like, it's the only thing detracting from the song is just like the overly clean, almost Disney-y sounding thing. And it is like two young white kids doing like the, you know, trap thing. And I'm not one to, you know, I don't have a problem with like white people doing rap as far as like appropriation. But
well, if you did, man, you'd be living a contradiction.
Well, you know, there's people out there who can sometimes make that logical leap.
Sure.
But
sure.
No, I'm not one of them. But at the same time, it does over certain kinds of, I don't know. I just, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, I guess. And there's a time, like, with the Disney production combined with the, like, young 17 thing combined with, like, the kind of, like, suburban-sounding, you know, thing, like, clean. It's just is a lot of those things all together, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it tips the scales for me into sounding like, yeah, like, just, I just imagine I'm listening to the Disney Channel. And it's, like, the new, like, I'm going to make $1 million. Cause, you know, and it's like what grown-ups think the fucking kids want to. But they did find some really talented people. So, you know, like you said, like people to execute it. So, you know, I would say low hit also.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. I mean, it does, like, it's not very street. And the only thing that saves it for me is it doesn't really attempt to be street. It just attempts to, like, I'm using my credit card in Costa Rica and I'm going to be rich someday. Yeah. And until then, look at all this cool clothes that I bought.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so rich and white. You know, and if he did anything else than that, it wouldn't ring true.
Right.
Because I'm sure that's exactly the situation, you know, that like old Bankroll Joe or whatever. What's his name?
Derek. Bankroll Hayden.
Bankroll Hayden.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he's coming from a bankroll of some variety, probably. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're starting out okay already,
mm-hmm.
and then the hip-hop millions.
Oh, yeah, they just showed up because he was so fly.
Right.
He was so fly, and he just appeared. He just materialized out of thin air.
So he already had, like, that get fly money from somewhere, and that was probably mm-hmm. mommy and daddy. Props.
Or some investors.
Yeah, I would say props, mom and daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. No, I bet, you know what? I bet what happened was mom and daddy fronted the studio time, but then dad had some friends.
Something.
Dad knew some other guys who knew some guys, and we were going to get some big money in on this.
No, there's some nepotism going on, but it turned out all right.
Yeah.
I would say. But there's definitely nepotism going on.
I smell nepotism. Oh, well, it's what happens. It's the industry, all right?
It's just not what the industry's looking for as rappers go. You know, like white, 17,
they're popular.
16. I mean, I'm sure, but they're not like, this is not like they're seeking this out.
Right.
I don't think, maybe.
Not for the tippity-top charts, but I think they're probably, if, you know, if they see a demand for it, if they see people who go ahead and flock to it regardless of the media attention, then they're going to be like, all right, we're gonna get a piece of this, you know.
Or maybe that is what people are looking for, like 14-year-olds. I don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah,
it's hard to say.
I definitely do. I mean, well, I don't think it's like quite so racially focused as far as like just, I want a white boy. But I mean, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of them are like, yeah, he's like a guy, he's like the hot guy at school, and he's rapping about how he's gonna
see girls. Do you think it's girls that like this mostly?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
14-year-old girls.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now it all clicks. It's mostly right. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a picture of this kid yet either, you know.
Well, sure, I mean, it's nothing fun to look at.
Oh, I'm sure it's not, but it's
one of the hairstyles that, you know, do you realize you're getting old when hairstyles just make you mad?
Yeah.
You're like, that, looking at that makes me angry. And for no reason. I understand this is irrational, but that makes me angry.
And it probably should. And I'm glad that I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. If you had, you would have been no from the beginning.
Shit, this is shit. Turn it off.
Shit. Garbage.
Just give it off. Shit.
Yeah.
The haircut.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna feel like a fool when I see this guy with his haircut.
Yeah, it's
when I'm posting
fun.
This on
low
Instagram.
Hit. Oh, like, Craig really likes this guy.
I gave him a hit before I saw.
Craig loves Bankroll Hayden.
Oh.
Craig loves it, and he's gonna go to the concerts when they open back up with all the 14-year-old girls.
Yeah. It's going to be me in a big bubble suit. I can't get any germs on me.
Right.
But I'll be just right up front, just ruining it for everybody.
Oh, they'll like toss you around in the bubble, you know? They'll like crowd surf in the bubble.
Oh, those 14-year-old girls just go rabid. But I'll just be in like a big hamster ball, just rolling around the middle of it. Occasionally one of them will go under, you know, you'll see her between the bottom of the hamster ball and the floor, get squished as you cruise across, and then they'll push
you. You're just having fun, though.
I'm just doing what I can do.
Bankroll Hayden.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody. No. I'm the guy in the hamster ball.
Right.
Those girls just get excited, and they lose one of their own. It happens.
All right, well, before this takes a weird, dark turn, we're going to wrap this good old party up.
Yeah, but we do darn well appreciate y'all listening. I'll
absolutely
tell you, that's something that we do.
Absolutely.
We say prayers to the podcast God every night.
Thank you podcast God, because no one really knows how the mysterious ways work, but there's someone pulling the strings.
Yeah, so we did Bankroll Hayden, and
it was a blow hit.
Little Floozy. What was the name of the other one?
Leroy.
Kid Leroy.
Yeah, you got pretty off there. little Floozy. Oh, what was it? Was it Shim Sham the?
Little Floozy.
Little Floozy.
I think that might be my rap handle.
That's not bad.
Maybe that could be yours. You could be Little Floozy. Little Floozy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yo, what's popping, Little Floozy?
Hey, it's me, Little Floozy. Hey, what's going on? What's popping? It's me, Little Floozy. That was kind of catchy.
I kind of like
Floozy.
It. Yeah.
Little Flim Floozy.
Flam. Flim Flam Floozy.
Flim Flam Floozy. Yeah, I'm like a Muppet character. I'm just over here, just getting.
You thought you hated white rappers before. You outfit Flim Flam Floozy.
Dude, that is like a whole lane with the white rappers. Like, you know, like Tom. Fuck, what's his fucking name? Not Tom Arnold. Tom Johnson. Shut the fuck up.
Tom Arnold.
No, it's not Tom Arnold. There's a guy with a name like that who's a rapper, and he like raps about like how, like, you know, traditional marriage is good and stuff like that. Like, he's really leaning into the, like, I want people to fucking hate me. And you know, people. God damn it, what's Tom?
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
We might have to dive into it at a different time, because there'd be a lot to show you there. But
I haven't heard a good rap about traditional marriage in like seriously months.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the nerdcore rap, you know, in a way. That was an interesting thing. I don't know if that still exists really even, but that period of time when that was a thing,
yeah,
was kind of cool. There were a couple good ones.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't know. But I guess like Atmosphere. Schaefer
the Dark Lord is kind of the one I'm thinking of, is like the most clever of all of them that I ever encountered. But like, I don't know. You get tired of it quick. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's a cool thing for like white rappers to try to be as hated as they possibly can be. Like, I think that's an interesting thing. And I think Flim Flam Floozy might be your ticket into that.
Oh, Tom McDonald is his way.
Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
Huh.
Tom McDonald, he is, oh man. And you look up a picture of him, you're just like, God damn it.
Tom McDonald, rapper. And he's a rapper full time. He's doing it full time.
And he's got songs such as I Hate Hip Hop.
No, he sounds like him.
Oh, he's got a song. Here, let's check out this Tom McDonald song.
I don't know what to think about this virus. Started in China, now everybody in America's hiding. There's no groceries because people start to panic and buy it. The shelves are empty, the ones with plenty already stockpiling. Y'all making memes, think it's funny? Wait a week till the riots. Wait a month till the only way to eat is be violent. It's not the sickness that's scary, it's all the people who wildin'. The government lying, they trying to keep us calm through the sirens. You know it's for real. And all the pharmaceutical giants don't have a cure that they can sell you. So now everyone's dying. There's no vaccines or medication made that can fight it. I guess it's time to pray to God we can't rely on the science. And everyone around me in a mask and some gloves. The stock market crashed and the bank's about to bust. Tell us sanitize our hands, this will pass. It's a bug, stay inside, you'll be fine till we're trapped there for months. It's a ghost town, we're in this together. They're closing all the stores down, we're heading for shelter.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Oh no. Yeah, it's
oh man.
Yeah, I don't know really if it's coming from the left or the right. It's just really dumb.
Yeah.
It's just really kind of dumb.
It's dumb. And he's kind of a dumb guy. But I don't know. He's just definitely
just so
trying
on
to,
the nose. Like, it's not even like even nuanced enough to have an opinion.
Yeah,
it's
this is what's
like,
happening and this is happening also, and then people are politicians are lying like, oh, they are.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just like, oh, I'm really like I'm not getting anything more than what I've already thought myself in more stringent terms than is being presented to me now.
Yeah.
And musically, it's
I
don't know.
Pretty terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
It's basically made to get these like viral like hate videos. You know what I mean?
And
like,
I originally looked them up, and I looked at this picture of the Irish journalist who was just a delightful little man with a little hat with a little doily on the top. And I'm like,
McDonald.
If that's what he looks like, I am so on board, even if it's bad like this. Like, if there's a dude that looks like that that's singing this, and then I found the real rapper, and I was less impressed.
Oh, man. Well,
what about haircuts you hate?
Well, yeah.
Not that I hate, they just make me mad.
No, it's pretty terrible.
Can't behave with hair, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't have any, and you've
so
got
privileged.
Some, but you can't behave
so privileged.
With it.
Yeah,
hair privilege is making me angry.
It's true.
Triggering me, Spencer.
Triggered,
but I still gave him a hit. You know, I still gave everybody a hit.
That's nice.
Even though they're ridiculous, that's,
feeling
that's
good.
The kind of guy I am. Coming at the end, giving a
boom,
thumbs up,
full blown hit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what it is. I give it a low.
I think I said low hit. I said low hit too. Low hit, it was not a full hit.
Oh.
Come on, I'm not wrong.
Well, you know, specified. Anyway, we're just gonna wrap her up, and we really appreciate you folks listening.
Find us on the internet. Tell your friends.
Dude, that's the biggest one. Just tell your friends, man.
Or just play us while your friends are around.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. You don't even have to tell
anything.
It. Just, you don't have to be like, what is this?
Alexa, play Idiots Discuss the Universe. That's all you got to say.
Exactly. That's brilliant.
Because you've got like that stupid thing sitting on yourself, I'm sure.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.